Columbia, Missouri. According to Forbes, it's one of the top places to move to for a working retirement. William Barrett, who wrote the article, spoke with KBIA on how he came up with this list and why Columbia is attractive for retirees. What exactly is a working retirement?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of stories and coverage in recent days, weeks, months, and even years about how a lot of people really don't have enough put away to just stop working in retirement. They don't have, their pensions aren't big enough, Social Security isn't big enough, and more people are working part-time, at least in the early years of retirement. Since it seems to be happening a lot, we thought it would be interesting to try and put together a list of what we call best places for working retirement.
What makes Columbia such a good fit?
Columbia did very well on this. Of the various criteria we used, Columbia actually didn't rank poorly in any of them. But the main thing we did, there's an outfit in Santa Monica, California, called the Milken Institute, and they crank out this job and economic growth index. You had to have a high ranking on that, and then you had to have an unemployment rate that was substantially below the national average. And they also ranked about 25th from the top of maybe 200 metropolitan areas in this Milken Index. So obviously, if you're retiring and you want a job, you want to have an environment where there are jobs to be had.
How much of an impact does the University of Missouri have on Columbia when you guys came across this list?
Well, I suspect a lot. As it turns out, of the 25 towns we put on the list, probably half of them are what you might call a college town. We did not set out at all to do it that way. I think that probably creates jobs and provides opportunities and employment. We didn't try to quantify any one factor in any of these towns because we were looking at sort of, you know, broader data, and we didn't just limit it to economic stuff. For instance, in the case of, well, in all of them, we looked at cost of living. We were looking for towns where the average cost of living was below the national average, and Columbia was about 9% below that. So, you know, we also were trying to calculate this from an affordability metric. So Columbia ended up looking pretty good that way. Also, Columbia has a huge number of doctors. If you're going to be working, you want to be healthy, and you want to have places you can go for doctors. The Census Bureau actually calculates doctors per capita, and I think the national average is 200 doctors for every 100,000 people or something, but in Columbia, the number was almost 800.
Would you consider moving here for a working retirement?
Well, I don't know. In my case, I'd probably stay wherever I am, although I've moved something like 16 times in 40 years. I guess the answer is I just don't know.